In the name of the Father, and the Son, Holy Spirit, one God. Amen. Today is the third day of the Feast of the Cross, and the readings and the tone of the prayers is all, the theme of it is celebrating the Feast of the Cross. And the cross is not just a symbol, it's not just a sign, or maybe a necklace we put it around our necks. It's a life. It's a kind of a fellowship. So the cross may look from away, may look from far. It might look like it's an appealing sign by which we demonstrate that we are Christians. But the cross, my brethren, is heavy, and we have to understand that it has nails, and not everyone really, if we examine ourselves, we can know that not all of us are so much diligent in carrying our crosses. The Lord said, "Whoever does not bear his cross and come after me cannot be my disciple." He made it a condition, and this condition is without exception. If you do not want to carry your cross, you cannot be a disciple to the Lord. Even if you think of yourself that I am a disciple, I love the Lord, I want to follow him, at the end of the day, if you want to examine if you are really a disciple or not, then think of yourself. Are you carrying a cross, or you are just putting aside, or you just go parallel to it, you don't want to have any link or relationship with it? Let us go and examine one of the commandments, for example, speaking about obedience. We all know that we have to obey God. Obeying God is a cross, and it has many nails in this commandment. Let us see the nails of the commandment of perfect obedience. We are speaking here about perfect obedience because this is what God is expecting from us. We can offer him something incomplete. I obey him till this, or I obey him if I can. But this is not what the Lord is expecting for us. We are not going to set the rules with him. He is the one who set the rules. We are the ones who follow. It is not the other way around. So what are the nails of the cross of perfect obedience? The first nail is obedience should be unconditional. Yes, this hurts. This really hurts if you think about it. It should be unconditional. There is no ifs or buts when we are to follow the Lord. You cannot come and say to him, "Oh Lord, I would forgive if I receive an apology from this person. Or I will forgive, but maybe not now. Maybe not this person. Not until I am healed." And all of these excuses that we might bring it to ourselves and we think it's appealing to the Lord. The perfect obedience has the nail of being unconditional. Look at Abraham when the Lord invited him to follow him. Look how he went after the Lord without putting any condition. The first question that might come to his mind, why I should leave my family and I leave the land that I used to live at. This is my comfort zone. This is where I know everyone, and this is where I was raised. Why not the O Lord to make me to follow you from where I am? He did not ask this question. The second one, what is the guarantee, O Lord? What is the guarantee? Where are you taking me to? Where I'm going to live? How I'm going to sustain my family? And all of these questions that in our mind make a lot of sense. But Abraham, he carried the cross of perfect obedience without asking one single question, without making any conditions to how he is going to follow. He obeyed and he went after the Lord. The only guarantee in our decision to follow the Lord is his word. His word, and that's all. This is what we are to follow. We are not also to ask him whenever we are asked, for example, to obey the commandment of giving. There are many questions. I give if you give me so and so. I will give you, O Lord, but not now. But I have certain circumstances. This is not what the Lord is expecting for us. Examine also the commandment of chastity and purity that we are all requested to live in. There is no, I will live pure, O Lord, up to what I can. There is no, I will live pure, maybe when I get old. I will live pure, but I have many things that's oppressing me and pushing me to live in unchastity. All of these excuses, which sometimes we assume it makes sense, my brethren, the Lord wouldn't accept any of these. The nail in the perfect obedience, one of them, it should be unconditional. The second nail in the cross of perfect obedience, is obedience should be unlimited. Oh, this is another thing which is really, if we think about it, it really is very hard. Obedience should be unlimited. Look here, the Lord himself gave us this example, and being found in appearance as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient to the point of death, even the death of the cross. This is how the obedience should be, up to the point of accepting death. Now, if we speak these words to the world, they will never understand us. They will say that those martyrs, those people didn't make any sense. Why I would die for any reason? They don't understand what does it mean to really follow the Lord carrying a cross. Go back again and look at the scene where Abraham is taking his son to offer him as a sacrifice. Many questions could be raised at this moment. Why, O Lord, you would be requesting me to do this? Why you want me to kill my beloved son? All the promises are given in Isaac. Why, O Lord, do you want me to do this? Abraham, who stood before the Lord, and he started to bargain with him when the Lord asked him, told him that he's going to destroy Sodom and Gomorrah. When it was the setup, the situation that he was requested to offer his son, he didn't open his mouth. He didn't argue or nag with the Lord or say that, you know, O Lord, I would follow you up to maybe I sacrificed my own life. But when it comes to my son, I'm sorry, I can't. This is what the Lord is expecting from all of us. Yes, it is hard, but who said that the cross is easy? Yes, maybe it's unimaginable that one person would think of loving God more than his own son. But who said that the cross is something pleasant? No, it is not. It is hard. It is hard. Yes, whenever you go and carry it, the Lord will carry it with you, and he will make it something that we can endure, but always remember, it's not easy. Don't think that carrying the cross and obeying the Lord and following him is something that you will find it's you make it by default. No, it is not. The third nail in the cross of perfect obedience, obedience should be above the mind and the reason. I'm not saying contradicting the mind and the reason. I am saying that above the mind and reason, because we are limited. Sometimes we assume that we make all the sense, and God should make sense according to what we assume. Sometimes we have this gospel or this Bible of common sense. My brethren, this is not the case. You follow the Lord, you follow his commandment, even if it doesn't make sense to you. When St. Peter heard from the Lord, when he first saw him, you go and you sail, go to the deep, and then you cast your net and you will find fish. This is against all what St. Peter learned as a professional fisherman. No, there is no fish in the deep, and it is already morning, and I tried the whole night and I gained nothing. But he didn't go with his experience. I just go with your word. I will follow what you say, even if this contradicts what I think makes sense. And he went and he gained all of this fish that we all know about. Think of Gideon in the Old Testament, this great judge in Israel. The Lord told him, go and fight against the enemy of Israel. And the man, he was not a person who was professional in warfare or anything. He obeyed and he went, and then the Lord started to ask him, how many soldiers do you have with you? He said to him something around 20,000. And how many he is going to fight against more than 200,000? This doesn't make sense to start with. The Lord said to him, no, this is too much soldiers that you have with you. It's too much for me. Then what I should be doing, O Lord? No, you tell them, whoever is afraid, let him go. And when he asked the people, a lot of them went away. And he ended up after that, having something like 300 soldiers. 300 soldiers to go and fight against 200,000. This doesn't make any sense. But Gideon went on the promise, I will be with you. And when he went, he conquered. Why? Not because the 300 soldiers were brave enough, but actually because he trusted in the word of God. How many commandments now we think of them that this doesn't make any sense? Doesn't make any sense. What does it mean that I go into the baptism and I come out a new generation? What this water is going to do to me? It is not the water. It is the Holy Spirit working on them. It doesn't make sense to tell me that this is here, what is on the table, is the real body and the real blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. This doesn't make sense, Abuna. But here, obedience, my brethren, is not up to it makes sense or not. It is when we obey and we trust that this is what the Lord said, then let him be faithful and true. The fourth nail in the cross of perfect obedience. Obedience should be in the Lord Christ only. In him, we should obey with all of these circumstances. We obey unlimited, unconditional, above mind and reason. In him only. We should not at any time have this way of thinking that, yes, I love the Lord, but now I have to follow what my wife is telling me to do because I don't want to get her upset. If what she is asking from you, if what your husband is asking from you, is again is the commandment, then here we ought to obey God more than men. This one St. Peter said in the book of Acts. But Peter and the other apostles answered and said, we ought to obey God rather than men. Sometimes it's very hard. Sometimes because of the peer pressure, we feel like we want now to compromise. Maybe at this moment, we will follow and obey others. We want to make it easy for ourselves. We don't want to look different. How hard it is for someone to differentiate himself from the crowd and saying that I cannot do it. Simply, I can't. I believe, and because I believe, then I can't. This is a very hard thing to be done. It is really a nail, one of the nails of perfect obedience. Here we hear also St. Paul instructing the children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. You obey them in the Lord. So here, my brethren, yes, the cross is a reason for our glory. The cross is, of course, our symbol. We put it before you whenever you come to the church to see it all the time. But meanwhile, it has also its difficulties. The cross is heavy and has nails. Every commandment, if we really want to fulfill them, we will feel like it is not as easy as it looks from away. Every commandment has its own nails. Let us review this nails in the cross of perfect obedience. If we really want to be disciples, obedience should be unconditional. Obedience should be unlimited. Obedience should be above the mind and reason. Obedience should be in the Lord Christ only. To him is the glory forever and ever. Amen.